Start.
Movement.
Speak.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station.
Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salaam alaikum, dear listeners. Welcome to another show of Youth Station. We're here again. And since you've boarded the train, there's no choice because that's the only station that we have. There's no getting off. Welcome, and we will not be serving any feasts on this ride except for food for thought.
Yes, yeah. There's another person in here. This is Asma.
Welcome.
Yes, yeah, thank you for noticing me.
Yeah, thank you for welcoming me. Right.
Yes.
By the first verse of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah will bless you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Protect you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Help you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
So ask His blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His protection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His help.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
How are you?
I'm all right. Well, that's a thought in itself. Are you all right?
Well, it's
are
a never-ending
sure?
question.
Yeah.
That's a $1 million question.
Yeah, I think that's undervaluing the question.
Yes.
When you say it's a $1 million question. Because there are people...
Yes.
I was watching a documentary on... Well, I'm not going to promote that channel, but it was about a certain safe haven... Mm-hmm. For millionaires or billionaires who are depressed or they're addicted to drugs, certain
wow.
A-class drugs,
yeah.
Right? And these people come to those places, either they're depressed or they're addicted mm-hmm. to certain drugs, right? Well, when you've got too much money and there's no God in your life, then the only thing you have is drugs.
That's the
right?
point.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So these people go to these places. They try to treat them. They try to cure them with certain... medical, psychiatric, you know.
Or processes. Meditations,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And they've made this area that's blocked out and is completely, they cut off from the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they pay as much as $10 million for certain
wow.
weeks. For weeks.
For weeks.
Right? And that course or that therapy, if you
yeah.
may, is 6 months, right?
Yeah.
And they pay $10 million, if I'm not mistaken, per
that's
week.
That's a huge number of money.
Right. What happens to you that you did struggle, right?
Mm-hmm.
Besides those people who've inherited this kind of wealth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those people who are self-made, they've struggled, after all, right?
Yeah.
To reach a place in the society that they are named and tagged and called as what? Billionaires. Or millionaires,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But what happened? Where did they miss out? Because if you are a hardworking person, you do have a schedule, right? You
yeah,
have you have a certain...
A plan for your life.
Yeah, precisely,
mm-hmm.
right? You're persistent. All these positive traits that you have to have to reach that place, right?
Yeah.
You had all those. What went wrong? What do you think?
Well, I think you mentioned it at the very beginning of your speech. I guess it is because when you do not have God in your life and there is no spiritual aspect in your life, then you would lose the meaning of every single thing that you have been attached to. You know, we could actually relate because sometimes you get to a point where you see no much of meaning in life.
Mm-hmm.
But then because you have this spiritual link to God and then you have this concept of the hereafter and then you come to think that, okay, life is short and it's not going to last forever.
Yeah, YOLO, you know, one of those you only live once philosophies.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm just saying that it happens and it's very relatable. I guess the main reason is behind this very fact that when God is missing in your life, then you would lose the track of your life.
Yeah, but is that for sure?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's so many people, right? They don't believe in a God. And you know what? They're all right. They're not depressed.
Well, you know, exceptions do not break the rule.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's okay. For sure.
All right. But what do these exceptions have or that has stopped them from breaking down?
But still, they have perhaps ambitions in life.
Right. Something that they haven't achieved.
A driving force. Something that is still has not been dead inside them.
I would
say so.
Yeah, that's a theory. And all we have is theories, right?
Of course. Yeah. And based on personal ideas, we're just talking. It's not something that is like a gospel truth or something.
Yeah, it's not like, yeah, carved on stone. It's just something that we speculate.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a break from talking.
Spiritual migration. What do you say about that?
Yeah, people who choose to leave that state they're already in are choosing to move mentally, right?
Yeah,
or choosing to move spiritually. Where they are, they're not comfortable. They want to move. They want to change where they are, right?
Yes.
Mentally, spiritually, wherever they are. So it does exist. Certain people might move.
But do you think it would work?
What would?
Migrating from one habit to another.
One habit to another. As long as you find out what's causing you to be habituated to that certain thing, it might be helpful. If you just want to replace a certain thing with another just as bad, then you might
You're
just
not doing
stick
a
to the first thing,
job.
Right?
Yeah.
So there's no progress, there's no growth. Right.
So I guess as human beings, we're doing that on a daily basis. What do you say?
Certain people do, certain people don't. For example, you're never static. You always move.
That's
right?
it, yeah.
Either you're growing or
we're
you're falling down.
Yeah, yes.
Either you're inclining or you're reclining. But there is movement.
Uh-huh.
Nothing is still. Not my personality, not your personality.
Yes.
Nothing in this world is still, right? Even a table, for example. I do see it as something, an object that is still, but it in itself has a movement, right?
Now, since we are talking to the youth, I would love to just share some ideas upon the fact how to move spiritually, migrate, as we were just talking about migration, how to spiritually migrate from one bad habit into
another bad habit.
No, actually, a better one, of course. We talked about it.
A better bad habit.
No, a better habit.
A better.
Of course.
All right. Relatively
because
less bad habit.
We want to achieve salvation, so we don't have a better bad habit. We have just good habits.
The first thing that comes to my mind
is
that you need to pay attention to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean about... Right. You observe people outside and you see, what the hell is this guy thinking? Certain people do certain things and you're like, what is this guy thinking? What's going on in his head, right?
Mm-hmm.
This what's going on in his head, if we apply that for ourselves, what is going on in my head?
Yeah, that's
right?
very true.
Yeah. So we need to observe our thought process as an outsider.
Yeah.
As an outsider. Observe why I'm doing this and where I'm headed.
Yeah, and also, I would mention another thing as well. Well, even in the Holy Book of Quran, we have that God has said that those who would migrate from one country into another, for they have been expelled from it. Or if we put it into some modern phrase, I would say, for some reasons, like they're living in a country that is not going to let their children grow in a healthy environment. They would move their country into another. This is also could be considered a sort of spiritual migration, wouldn't it?
It is actual migration, right?
Mm-hmm. But the reason
people,
behind it is
yeah, precisely.
Actually...
For those people to actually take a step and physically move,
mm-hmm.
they had to undergo that spiritual movement before they actually... Right, look, you'd never do something without thinking, right?
Of course.
You might consciously not think about it, mm-hmm. but like when you pick up a glass of coffee and you sip, you drink, your mind, your yeah. brain went through that before your body did.
Yes.
The rest of your body, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Similarly, if you're leaving a country, if you're leaving a city, mm-hmm. Going to another place, you had something going on in your head in the first place.
Yes.
Right? Within yourself, mm-hmm. there was something that was going on.
Yeah.
Which is why you decided to actually carry it out.
So I'm with you up to the point that you're talking about the thinking process. Yes, it's true that all the migrations start with thinking.
Right.
But the thing I was saying was that sometimes a spiritual migration also leads to actual migration.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly, I'm sort of agreeing with you here.
Because not Why? All of those people who migrate are doing that for a spiritual reason.
Yeah, exactly. Like, there's spiritual migration, mm-hmm. and then there's migration for spirituality, right?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
So, first you have to undergo spiritual migration
mm-hmm.
in order to carry out a migration for your spirituality,
yes.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you went through a certain change. What causes this change? That's the question. What causes you to change the way you think, change the way you see the world? What causes that? What do you think?
Well, just perfection, I would say.
Perfection.
Yes. The idealistic aspect of life, in which is very much heightened in some people, more than the others, would lead them into thinking to change the situation they already are in.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
We are talking to the youth who are living in this time, which is very much looking like everything is haphazardly put together.
They don't find satisfaction. That was so deep.
Wow.
That was so deep.
Shall you please elaborate more on that?
Thing is, they don't find satisfaction. What happens is they move on one thing, from one
yeah.
thing to another, to mm-hmm. another, to another, until they find this spark. You're a human being, and every mm-hmm. human being wants perfection. There is no human being on this planet that does not want perfection.
Exactly.
Right?
They seek to improve themselves.
Right. This person
yeah.
had tried all sorts of stuff. To find what? This little spark of peace.
So I guess what you are meaning is that when we wish to go through a spiritual migration, this thing happens that a moment of manifestation would occur to us, and then we go into a deep thinking, and then we try to change the situation.
Yeah, something might trigger that moment.
Yeah.
Something starts that, mm-hmm. you know, that thought, right?
Yeah.
Keep moving on. And they realize that these are things that cause that satisfaction, that bring that peace
yeah.
that they were always looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be one thought, it
yeah.
could be one observation, it could be one action.
A quote, perhaps you hear a quote from a person,
yeah,
you
yeah,
read it
yeah,
somewhere
yeah,
and
exactly.
it would have some
yeah,
effect
open
on
your
you.
Eyes. Yeah,
and then that would go through a spiritual journey.
Yep.
So thank you, dear listeners, for staying around. This was all the time that we had for today's discussion. Thank you for choosing us. Until another session, I bid you farewell.
If you did not choose us, you better choose us.
Yes, there's no other way for you. And I will leave you to the never slipping eyes of God.
I have what I have. My love is strong. Because of you, in weakness I am braver. My defender and my savior, my giver and my taker, abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness. And my